Had a great offseason. Did a lot of good things. There's a lot of things we got to work on when we come back for our training camp, and we're looking forward to it.
What was your reaction when Phil said, hey, you know, we're going to cut back the practice short?
It was a shocker. We were shocked, you know, but, you know, coach keep us on our toes.
Has he done
the thing is, in the past, yeah, way back in the old days. Back in the days, but, overall, guys come in prepared as if we're practicing, and we go from there.
Do you think it was sort of a sign that the coaching staff was very pleased with what you guys were able to accomplish with the first couple of days of minicamp?
Yeah, I think pretty much the off season. But I think as players, you know, we see some of the things that we need to straighten out. You know, the coach is always keeping us abreast on what we're doing pretty good and what we need to correct, and that's some things as players, you know, individuals that we need to correct. You know, like me, myself, that's some things I want to correct and get better on. So, like I said, we just got to look forward to training camp.
Some of the new guys they brought in, like Dante and Jabbar, have a familiarity with the offense.
Mm-hmm.
How's Brandon doing?
Mm-hmm.
Getting a grasp of what to do, where to be, and how's he doing with Tom?
I think all of the guys are doing good. You know, there's a lot of new things for all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we're picking up a lot of different things. They're moving guys around everywhere. So we're all still learning as well. You know, but I think overall what they're throwing at us, we're doing a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm. Is Josh tweaking a lot or a little? Or how would you characterize that?
You know what? We only did so much. So it's hard to say mm-hmm. what all he's really going to do with everything. We only had 2 days, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he cut us today. So really 2 days to really throw a lot of things at us. And he did. But overall, the offense, you know, we're keeping some stuff, and then he's implementing some of the things that he want to do.
You believe there's some players on this team that maybe needed this extra day?
Oh, we all need it. You know what I'm saying? We all need to work, man. Man, I'm being honest with you. We all need to work. Then when you think you're that good, then you can shut it down, and we're not that good. You know, we're not where we want to be, but we need to work.
How do you spend the next 5 weeks? What are you trying to do?
Just pretty much just continue training. You know, get them a playbook, stuff that they sent, let us take home. Spend time with the family. Because, you know, once the end of that 5th week, it's almost time to get back over this way and get ready for a grueling 6 months. So, yeah.
Do you feel like in the off season now that you're a little bit older, do you take more time off to rest the body, or do you feel like you have to work extra hard because you're getting up there?
Yeah, a little both.
Yeah.
A little both, man. You got all these young guys that they're vibing for a spot. I'm trying to get me a spot. So it's all about, you know, getting the proper rest, but also getting the right amount of work in that you need. And I mean, I've been playing now, going into my 11th season, so I know how to prepare for it.
You know, if a rookie comes to you and says, what's the best way for me to spend the next 5 weeks
mm-hmm.
before training camp?
Right.
What do you tell them?
I think most importantly, you know, just getting the proper rest, staying in the playbook. I think that's what's most important right now, and make sure you continue training, not take don't take the next 5 weeks trying to vacation for 3 and then work out for the last 2. It wouldn't work that way.
One of the things that Chad O'Shea said yesterday was that this group of wide receivers
mm-hmm.
is in the room. It's a very professional, very mature
right,
group of guys.
Right.
Are you seeing that?
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, it's clearly it's visible. I mean, most of the guys on the team now, what we're 7, 8, 9, you know, me, Dante, and Jabbar came in together. Us 3 going in 11. Julian is going into his, 4th, 5th year. So the experience is there. Now it's all about now. How to get all these guys involved in the game plan. And that's the coach's job. Our job is to go out there and work and compete, and that's what we're doing.